Please stay on the line, and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello, Jasmine.
Hey.
How you doing today?
I'm good. How you doing?
Doing good, doing good. I just we're doing a new thing here where we're doing performance reviews every month. So I wanted to get in touch with you to let you know your scores and just kind of the overview for you now. We have six criteria to grade our agents on, and we give you a rating, one being the poorest, four being excellent. You have for product knowledge, work quality, training, efficiency, and technical skills, I've given you a four, which is the highest grade. For
Okay.
attendance, you have a three, just because right now it says your scheduled attendance I'm looking at is an 87, and it does need to be a 90 for them to qualify to stay at home. So I do try to just work on making sure that you adhere to your scheduling just as on point as you can.
Okay.
Your 4-week average is a 98.89, which is as good as it gets. During the last 30 days, I've only had to send you two coaching emails, and we talked about one customer state they're calling, that they called their bank and got the number. That's considered a bank threat. No overrides a fraud claim. And when discussing transferring a customer to fraud for TH Quality, you must ask them about the surveys they completed. It may have been from Amazon, Costco, etc., to see if the customer started a trial that way. The final thing here is just remember that we went over filling out the surveys for 2C Marketing, Gelber, and Mamba Calls, and that
Right.
includes those asking about the question about the ad. And that's really the only thing that we had to coach on during this last month. So, I mean, you've been doing a stellar job. Our action plan for improvement is just keep doing what you're doing. Make sure you keep your temperament in check as far as letting customers get to you. And, you know, I do want to eventually approach getting you into escalations again, just as soon as I can provide some more of those phone calls. You know, and I'll definitely check in of them. I'll check in on some more recent phone calls, but you know, if I can get like three or four in a row where you know you're not letting customers get to you, then I can definitely, you know, push for you to be escalations. I know everybody's going to have your back when I nominate you. I just have to have those recordings where you're reacting better to upset customers, if that gets what I mean,
Right.
if you get what I'm saying.
Right. I understand what you're saying.
All right. Is there anything that you have questions for me about as far as what we've talked about on your performance review?
No, but I do want to know. I want to let you know, but I don't know if you know or not already, but on the 10th of May was supposedly the 10th. I'm going on leave, so.
What? Say that again?
I'm supposedly on May, starting on May 10th, I'm going on leave.
I'm going on leave on May 10th. Okay, okay. Yeah, just they'll probably, I don't think they've marked it on my thing for you yet. But okay, so you know what? We'll maintain the course now till the 10th, and then when you come back from leave, we'll work on trying to get you into escalations. Is it all right? What are you going on leave for? Is it personal?
Oh no, I'm having a baby.
Oh yeah, well, congratulations. I figure that's what it was, but you never know with some people.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah,
Perfect.
it's supposed to start on the 10th. But if it's any earlier, then I'll let you know.
Yeah, let us know. Congratulations. Is that your first
Thank
one or?
you. Yes.
There. Oh, there you go. First time mamas. That's going to be fun. So if there's anything I can do for you, Miss Mirrors, just let me know.
Okay.
And if anything comes to your mind, feel free to reach out to me at any time.
Okay, I will.
All right, darling. You enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Bye-bye.